Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Prophesy over your life. It's happening. Take it in the name of Jesus. Take it. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. The Lord says He's going to do new things. He's going to do new things. He's going to strengthen your body. He's going to strengthen your body. You're going to feel stronger. Even now, you feel stronger. Anything that is bothering into your body, God has healed it. He's releasing healing into your body right now. Receive the healing power of God. There you go. There you go. Receive the healing power of God. The Lord says you will walk in His power in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, she's supposed to be strong. She's a youth. Somebody with a shoulder pain, you've been struggling with this pain on your shoulder. I want that person walking. Then there's another person, you have like a cataract in your eye, in your one of your eye, it's bothering you. God wants to heal that. I want those type of people that are bored. You have a problem in your shoulder and the cataract in your eye. Please walk right here into the well and come and receive it as quickly as you can, because the Spirit of God is moving. All right, you can take off of it. Though it was one, but you can receive. Okay, you can receive both. Just put your hands on your eyes. Eyes be healed in the name of Jesus. Every cataract like out of your body now. Sight be restored. Sight be restored in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle in your eyes. Lord, recreate the entire eye. Recreate it. Recreate it. Recreate it. God, you do not just open the eyes of the blind, but you also heal cataract. I command every cataract to be gone, and I pray, recreate a new eye. Take it in Jesus' name. Show miracles. Miracles for the shoulder. Where is the person for the shoulder? Please, I'm not trying to embarrass you. Just walk here in the river of healing and receive it. It shows. It shows. There is power in the name of Jesus. Just stand right there, my dear brother. Jesus is standing right here. He's healing you. I'm not a healer, but a healer lives inside me. I'm not a healer, but a healer walks with me. I'm not a healer, but a healer is here. He's living inside me, and He's walking with me. Take the healing now. Take the healing now. In Jesus' name. Receive the healing now. In the name of Jesus. The healer is here. Receive the healing now. In Jesus' name. It shows. It shows. We break the satanic forces. We break the powers of hindrances. Things that are right to reason on you, cage you. We break that box of the enemy in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus that I walk with heals you now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Receive His power now. There goes the power. There goes the power of the Holy Spirit. The man in the wheelchair, just be there. You're going to receive the healing. You have a shoulder problem, just lift your hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, do not focus on him. Focus on the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command his shoulders to be healed. Pain be gone. I command his legs to receive strength now. I command his back to receive strength now. In Jesus' name, every rock and weak leg, let them receive strength in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you came for the healing. Stand right there. Stand right there. It's too much for the power of God, because right here you'll be flown higher. Take the power of God. Shows. Be free in the name of Jesus. Receive freedom in Jesus' name. There goes the power. There goes the anointing. The Lord sets you free right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the authority of Jesus. I release fire. Power me. Powerless. Power must bow. I release the power of God over you right now. There goes the power of the Holy Ghost. There goes the power of the Holy Ghost. There goes the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. My sister, the Lord says He's gonna heal you. He's gonna use you. The Lord says He's gonna heal you and use you. This is a season of promotion, says the Lord. This is a season of freedom, says the Lord. There have been a lot of abuse that have happened in your life. There have been a lot of disappointment, but the Lord says this is a season of freedom. This is a season of promotion. The Lord is healing you. He's healing your body, and the Lord says, I will walk with you, just as I walked with Deborah in the Bible. I will walk with you, says the Lord. You will experience my power and my glory, and even now, my fire, my glory, come upon you. Fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. There goes the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that you shall be the voice. I prophesy you are the voice. I prophesy you are the voice. In the name of Jesus, just as my shadow is falling on you, may the power of Jesus fall on you now. Just as the power of God is flowing through my shadow into you right now, receive the power of God. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. The glory of His presence. The glory of His presence. His Spirit is on you. Be free in your body. Be free in your spirit. The Lord says, I'm raising up an army. I'm raising up an army that will be fearless. I'm raising up an army that will walk in my glory and my power. I'm raising up an army that will preach the gospel this year. If you have a desire to preach the gospel this year, either one-on-one or in the masses, I want you to come. Either one-on-one or in the masses or church, there is a new fire. Just stand right here. Not too close. Just there. Stand right there. Stand right there. You want to preach the gospel. This is the year of preaching the gospel. You have been listening to echoes. You shall be the voice. You have been listening to powerless preachers. You will be a powerful preacher. You will be a powerful woman. You have been listening to people that have disgraced the name of Jesus, that have tainted the name of Jesus. But you will be untainted. You will be untouched because God says, my glory, my power shall come. There is a new mantle, fresh mantle. There is an agency in the spirit for God to release mantles. True miracles, true preachers of the gospel. Many are called, but few are chosen. You are the few that is chosen. You are the few that is chosen that will carry the mark of Jesus, that will carry his power, that will carry his glory. You'll be distinguished. You'll be distinguished among all the earth. All over the world, you'll be distinguished. All over the world, not only in Randell, not only in California, but for the less of your life, for the less of the world, less of America. America shall be saved because of you. Africa shall be saved because of you. Mexico shall be saved because of you. The Lord says, I'm releasing new mantle, the mantle that which Renard Bonnke did not accomplish, you accomplish it. That which Leonard Bonnke did not finish, you're going to finish it. That which Catherine Kuhlman could not finish, you're going to finish it. That which Emmy McPherson could not finish, you're going to finish it. That which the disciple could not finish, you're going to finish it. Because God says, I'm giving you new mantle for 2025. I'm releasing new grace for my power and my glory. I'm going to give you new authority in this new season of power. Are you ready for this new season of power? Oh, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. There goes. There goes the mantles of glory. There goes mantles of healing. There goes mantles of deliverance. There goes mantles of prophecy. Mantles of evangelism. Signs and wonders and miracles. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Kala Laba. Mantles of glory. Mantles of power. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Mantles of glory. There goes the signs and wonders and miracles. Signs and wonders and miracles. Mantles of glory. Mantles of glory. Receive the mantle. Receive the power of God. The mantles of glory. Receive your mantle right now. God is releasing mantle. God is releasing mantle. Miraculous mantle. You shall walk in signs and wonders and miracles. You have desired miracles. It's yours now. You have desired prophecy. It's yours now. You have desired how to raise the dead. It's yours now. Signs and wonders. Miracles. Miracles. Some of you have desired walking what Heidi Baker walked in. You receive it now. In Jesus' name. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Mantles of glory. Some of you, you walk in the spirit of Elijah. In the spirit of Elijah is a spirit of power. Receive that. Receive that in the name of Jesus. The spirit of power. Receive that in the name of Jesus. The spirit of power. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Portals of power. Portals of power. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Portals of power. Portals of power. Receive in the name of Jesus. Portals of power. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Portals of power. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Portals of power. Revival in California. Revival. You are the revivalist of God's glory. Revivalist are born here. Revivalist are born here. Revivalist are born here. Revivalist are born here. Revivalist. You want to preach the gospel? Power. Power of the Holy Ghost. Over your life. Power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord says he has chosen you for such a time as this. You're going to walk in the power of his spirit. Of course, I see you on social media preaching the gospel. The Lord says you shall not be like these other ones who just go on social media for followers or for fame. But when you go on social media, it's for the name of Jesus. The Lord says, as you purpose in your heart to honor Jesus, he will cause millions to be touched, millions to be delivered over your life, says the Lord. The Lord says there is a new revival to release the mantles of healing, the mantles of healing. Cancer will be healed. Yeah. Incurable sicknesses will be healed. These hands are healing hands that carry the power of Jesus. These are healing hands that carry the power of Jesus. The mantles of glory, says the Lord. The Lord says, I've chosen you for such a time like this to be the carriers of my fire, to be my voice in the place of voices, to make my name greater. Take that anointing in the name of Jesus. Greater, greater, greater in Jesus' name. You shall walk in that greater. The Lord says, this is a season of promotion. This is a season of reward. Many times you've done things unrewarded. But the Lord says, he will reward you into this season. It's a season of the manifestation of the giftings of God. The enemies of God will not cross over your life. The powers of God will not prosper, says the Lord of hosts. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. The Lord says, I'm restoring the motherhood power to be a mother to thousands of daughters and sons all over the world, not only in California, but all over South America, all over Mexico, all over Ecuador, all over this place, all over, take that anointing, all over, in the name of Jesus. This is a season that I'm choosing. chosen by warriors to walk in my spirit of a warrior that will be fearless, uncompromising, attentive, walking in my glory. Take that glory. Take that glory. Take that glory. There goes the glory of the Holy Ghost. There goes the glory of the Holy Ghost. Take that glory. Take that glory. In the name of Jesus, you shall walk in signs and wonders and mirrors. You shall walk in my power, says the Lord. You shall walk in my power, says the Lord. Take the glory of God. Just as you showed me, Lord, in the dream, that this is a season for the new power. This is a new season for the new glory of my power. I will do a new thing in your life, Pastor Simon. I am going to do a new thing in your life, that you will be taken in the realms of the Spirit. In those realms of the Spirit, you get the key to make people great. You make the keys to make a reward. You get the keys to prophesy. You get the key. The mysteries of God, they are hidden in your spirit, and this day they shall manifest. People shall say, who is this man? Who is this man? I want what he has. That's the glory of God. The glory of God is all over you. The glory of God is all over you. We praise you, Jesus. The Lord says, this is a season. Your heart has been broken for many things, but the Lord says, this is a season that I'm healing your heart, because you are getting God's heart. God's power shall grow in you and through you. Shall grow in you and through you. Receive that in the name of Jesus. Father, I release the mantles of heaven. I release it on you. Because this is a season of power. Open up the portals of heaven. Open. Season of breathing in the realm of the spirit. The mantle, my sister, you are bigger. You are God greater. The Lord says, I'm healing your body. I'm healing your blood. I'm healing your mind. I'm healing everything in your body, because you are my chosen vessel. Father, just pray for the struggling generation that are struggling with identity, that are struggling with what's going on. The Lord says, you will not struggle with your identity, but you shall be a voice to help people that are misplaced in their identity. In your generation, you will see wisdom. His power and his glory shall come upon your life. The Lord says, he is blessed with the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of counsel. You will know the heart of God. You will know the fear of the Lord in this time like this. The Lord says, it's a time that will make you great in everything you do, everything you touch. Do not even worry about who you're going to be in the future. The Lord says, you are the seed of greatness. You shall carry God's greatness. You shall carry God's greatness over your life. We praise Jesus. We give you all the praise. Father, I thank you for dawn. Thank you for our faithfulness. The Lord says, this is a season that I'm going to surprise you. This is a season that I'm going to change your financial status. This is a season that I'm going to make you prominent, that people will begin to see you. I mean, people in a capacity like Elon Musk, those levels of capacity, people that are in the system of technology shall see you. And the Lord says, my favor shall cause you to equalize with them, to equalize with people like owners of faith, to equalize with people that invented in and all these other things. The Lord says, I am doing something new that will activate greatness, and our greatness shall be tapped on you. The Lord says, this is a season that I'm going to visit you to experience my power and my glory. Power. You are sealed with grace. The Lord says, I've chosen your time. This is no more with you. You fight. The Lord says, I'll overcome. I have, no matter the struggle that you're on, the complication you've gone through, the Lord says, nothing will be able to beat you, because I have given you victory. I have given you victory and promotion in this season. And the Lord says, this is a season that you're going to walk in my power. This is a season that you're going to experience my realm of my spirit, my realm of my glory. You are going to experience the realm of my glory and my spirit. And I'm going to release the treasures of heaven. They shall flow into your spirit. The treasures of heaven shall flow into your spirit, says the Lord of all. This is a season of healing. This is a season that I'm going to heal you, says the Lord. The Lord is going to heal you in this season. He's going to heal you. It's a season of healing. It's a season that I'm going to heal your body. It's a season that I'm going to change everything. The Lord says, finances will be released. And the Lord says, intimacy with Jesus is going to appear to you, not one time, many times, and it shall become like a tradition. When you call on his name, he shows up. His presence, his glory shall be upon your life, and people will come near you. They'll say, I feel the presence of God. I feel the glory of God. Who is this woman? What's her name? When she walked here, she changed the atmosphere. She affected everything around here. We can smell and sense the presence of Jesus. We can smell and sense the presence of Jesus. The Lord says, you will carry my fragrance. You will carry my oil. You will carry my beauty. Take that glory of the Holy Spirit over your life, says the Lord of all. Those that look down on you, they'll be shocked. What a crown. I've given you a crown of the queen. A queen does not lack anything. A queen has got a kingdom. He says, you carry the kingdom. We praise you. We give you the praise and the honor. The Lord says, I am taking you to the higher mount in the realm of the spirit. Enough of being in the valley. This is the time that you're coming up to the mountain of God, where you're going to experience the power and his glory. The Lord says, you have been desiring him. And the Lord says, he will come. He will meet with you. He will comfort you. He will comfort you. I see angels comforting you. The Lord says, you are calling the angels of God. Millions of angels. They are around you. And they are around your house. And the Lord says, this is the season of angels. The angels will be seen in your life. Even when you're just in the open place, you'll be able to see angels. They'll say, who is this woman? woman that carries the crowd of the angels of God. The Lord said, walk. She's mine. Jesus is going to walk. This is season of Jesus. This is a season of Jesus. This is a season that Jesus wants to be so real in your life like you never seen him. Diana says, this is a season of being established. 2025 is a year of being established. Things you have been seeking God for. Things you have been praying. The Lord says, you are not forgot. You are being remembered. In this season, many shall be shocked. Look at how blessed she is. Look at how blessed it is. What has happened with her? She's so blessed. She's so blessed. The Lord says, it's a year of the blessings of the Lord. I see the tree with root, blooming. Oh, fruit. So much fruit to eat. So much fruit to give. I see this big tree with so much roots. It's a year of big rootness. My sister, God is going to do something in the realm of spirit. I see a woman, Esther. Esther brings ring past, and she was at her. She was just an old God. The Lord says, you have that look at which big dreams that look like a temple. But the Lord says, that's an eye, Esther, to have a dream. Ooh, excuse me. Shall be the name of Jesus. And I want you to
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Back be healed. Back be healed. Miracles are easy. Back be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Jesus is healing you. Every back problem in this room is being healed right now. As my Lord Jesus is healing your back. He's healing every person with back problems here. There is a healing for back. In the name of Jesus, I command every pain on your back to be healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And every twisted back, every crook on your back is straight. Now. Every pain on your back will be gone now. That's the prayer. There goes the healing power. There goes the healing power of God. There goes the healing anointing. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. It's all yours. It's all yours. Healing is yours. Healing is yours. It's yours in the name of Jesus. It's yours. Your daughter is getting healed from every bad problem. That's what I see that. In the name of Jesus. Creative miracle. Jesus is a creating Jesus. You're going to see Jesus. And when you go to the doctor, they'll be shocked. I was in Clearwater, Florida. There was a woman that was at a twisted neck and went to the chiropractor. The chiropractor was shocked. Who moved your leg? Who moved your bones this straight? Jesus did it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the ovaries to be normal, to be recreated in the name of Jesus. I command your disc to come into its place in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the spirit of trauma. I rebuke the spirit of trauma in the name of Jesus. I rebuke generational curses. I break generational curses. Every spiritual entity, powers of darkness that have come against your destiny, I command it in the name of Jesus. I break generational curses. I break generational curses. Keep receiving. Keep receiving. I break generational curses. I break generational curses. I break it in the name of Jesus. I break generational curses. Keep on receiving. Pick up. I break generational curse. I break generational curse. I break generational curse. Take the glory of God. I break generational curse. There goes the glory. I break generational curse. I break it out of this body, out of the bloodline. I break every generational curses, every blood generational curses. I break it out. Break it out. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Be delivered now. Receive the deliverance. Check your back. But it feels a little bit better. That's your mom. Right? Feels better, right? Okay. Keep on receiving. There's one more thing. Press up your hand. I break generational curse from mother and your father. I break those forces, the powers of entity that enter through your bloodline. I curse it and destroy those entities. I command the disc to come into place, the ovary to come into place. Nah! Jesus, check yourself. How do you feel? Okay, then. I know what's going on. You reach. How do you feel? I don't know the mind. Just did it. We did it.
I feel better, and before I couldn't move my back at all.
Just hold on there, my dear sister. Hold the mind. Somebody connected to you. Stand behind her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Receive it now. Be free in the name. Be free. Let your back be healed. No more generational curses. No more. Back generational. No more generational. We cut it off. And your children, and the children she's going to have. They're all fire. Now check yourself. Could you move like that before? Or put your mic.
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't move like that before?
No.
You're a great preacher. You know that? She's going to preach the gospel. And she's going to heal everybody with a back problem. Anyone with a back problem? Come pray over her. Just say, back be gone. Go.
That pain be gone in the name of Jesus.
That's right. The power of God is moving right there.
Be gone right now.
Yes.
Let there be no more back pain right
yes.
now. Be gone right now. Gone right now.
Jesus' name.
Be gone.
Now ask her. The power of God is moving already. Ask her, how does she feel?
How do you feel?
You're a preacher. Ask her how she feels. Okay.
How do you feel?
Yeah. Keep asking. You've You got the power. There it goes. Yes. Take authority. Walk in the authority.
That pain be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be gone.
God,
be no more back pain. That pain be gone. Release right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be gone. Let there be no more back pain. Be gone now.
Now find out how does our back.
How do you feel?
Give a mic. Put the mic on.
I felt a release in my lower back that was injured 4 years ago. A car crashed my car. I felt a release.
Now this is how you pray for the car. For the car thing. Come against the spirit of trauma that brought fear. Rebuke the spirit of trauma and fear. And now release a creative miracle because it was a broken. Then you're going to see what God do it. Right now. Here's your gift.
I rebuke the spirit of trauma and fear over her right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be a miracle right now. Let it be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be no more pain right now. Jesus, be broken right now. All spirits of trauma and fear, let it go on right now. In the name of Jesus, be gone right now. Back pain be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Let there be no more back pain.
How do you feel now? The glory of God is on you. Receive the miracle. Receive the miracle. How do you feel?
Yeah, it feels much lighter, not tight.
Give God a praise. Now raise up your hand. Dear Jesus, I ask that you anoint our beautiful prayer. Anybody else with a back problem? In the name of Jesus, we bring Allah before the throne of God. We ask for the healing presence of Jesus to heal him, to be free from all diseases and all pain and all trauma. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Save Allah, Lord. Save Allah, Lord. Save Allah, Lord. Save Allah, Lord. Save him. In the, for the sake of the mother. Save her, Lord. Save her in Jesus' name. Wait, where's the person? Release it right now.
I release the back pain right now in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Right now, broken right now, all the back pain, everything be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be healed right now. Let there be no more pain. Release it right now in the name of Jesus. Let it be gone.
Woo. Ask how do I know she's under the anointing. Ask how do you feel?
How do you feel?
Give her mic.
Coming's good.
Feel
you're
good?
Great.
She says she feels good.
Yes.
Give God a praise. What do you want the Lord to do for you now that you are healed? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Fire the Holy Ghost. Go fire. Preach the gospel. What do you want the Lord to do for you? Dennis, listen to the servant of God. Dennis, come back home. Preach. Dennis, come back. Beauty. Husband, come back home. Father, thank you. Anybody else with a back problem? She will pray for anybody. What do you want? All right, real quick. Because of time, I'm going to throw you that anointing. Goes the glory. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Overflow of God's power. Receive everything you need. And Father, just pray that you use that. That the whole world will know his name. And Jesus shall be known. He's a man after your heart. Who carry your heart. You make him. Who make Jesus so famous. So famous. Spirit of skill, knowledge, and wisdom. And favor. Yet everywhere. And I'm covered. Father, I pray for Isaac. That Isaac shall prophesy to the nation. Isaac will be kept attentive, consecrated, and protected. I bless you, Isaac. That you walk in the fullness of God's power. That no weapon formed against you. No powers of darkness. You will prosper. You will walk in financial blessing. You will also walk in the anointing. And in the power of God. And in the love of God. In Jesus' name. Father, we praise you. We give you the praise. I want some people to command any spirit that about it's actually a generational spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the generational spirit and I pray that you never go back to jail or the people that are connected to you. We destroy that spirit of the prisoner. We cast it out. We cut it off. All those entities, all those spirits tries to come against you when you're in the prison. We cut them off. All the spirit of accusation. We cut it off. All the powers of darkness. We cut it off. You are an honorable man. You are an honorable man. We release the spirit of honor. We release the spirit of power. You will honor. Take the anointing for this generation. Take the anointing in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We praise you, Jesus. What do you want, my? Take the power. Glory to God again. It's all right. I'll be gentle. I'll be that. Don't leave. Dear sweet, I love you so much. I'm just like a little bit excited. Your presence is like a cat. I just want to eat miracles. I love walking in the give her that. Ooh. A good care that doesn't cast out. Lord, I use you. The Lord says he's going to use you in this season. Going to be woman of prayer. Power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shows. Feel the power of God. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Woo. Beautiful. Okay, do just do it. Because of time, I want you to give the best so you understand your offering is going to help us. You are sowing into your future and into your country. We are also helping people that are struggling with the wildfires. Some people have asked for money. Some people have asked groceries. I want you to give your best. Not only that, you are giving for the anointing. My brother, come from here. I want to release something strange, like kind of a Leonard Bonnke anointing fire. You're going to make disciples all over. Are you ready? Take that in Jesus' name. You make disciples all over the world. Now, I want you to give your best you can give. This is a time to change your financial state by giving your best. The devil does not want you to give. I'm telling you that. Every time I talk about giving, some people get upset. Why? Because they don't understand your secret is in your giving. The scripture says, when you give, you shall be given back to you. Good measure. You should give a good measure. I'm telling you, as you give your best, God will bless you. And I'll pray for your finances. sorry, team, we went a little bit longer. But I want to pray for your finance. You can give through Cash App, through PayPal, different ways. We are a Bible-believing church that believes in tithe and offering. That when you give to the Lord, God will multiply your finances. When you give to the Lord, God will put a divine protection over your finances and over your family and over your life. Especially in these love days, love time. It's time to give like never before in this uncertain season, uncertain time. God, your giving is a weapon. Do not undermine the power of giving. And I want to pray for you as you give. Sweet Jesus, let them know that Malachi, the book of Malachi, there. Open the windows of heaven. Not a window. Window of heaven. Opportunities everywhere. Make money and give them the spirit of increase 1,000 times. Let them experience the joy of giving and the joy of honoring God. Dear Jesus, open the floodgates. Protect their lives. Hide them from the devil. Hide them from wrong people. Reveal them to the right people. Reveal them to the right people. Jesus, as you give, partner with God. You're coming one God. You're partnering God. God, Jesus. I didn't pray for you, Camilla. Stand on the back. You need to get that mantle. All right. It's yours. It's yours. Who else? I didn't pray. You were hiding. I didn't pray for that musician, Jacqueline. It's okay. Just stand right there, but make sure you're on the same. Come a little bit out of the air. Okay. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Everybody receives it here. It's yours. Jesus' name. Right. Oh, I'll release it on you, Adam. Which one? Somebody behind the camera. Oh, prayer. Somebody standing behind there. This lady, she's ready to receive. Adam, stand behind her. I know you received it before, but there's a big angel right behind. Raise your hand. Take it. It's yours. The anointing is yours. There goes the anointing. It's yours. In Jesus' name. There goes. The Lord said you would do many things. In Jesus' name. Now, Richard, stand behind my Adam right there. Father, I pray that you use this mighty man of God to do exploit. That God will bless you in this season of blessing. That God will cause you to walk in greatness. That God will cause you to see what others have not seen. God will cause you to be favored in this season of the anointing. In this season of intimacy with God. Take the mantles of grace. Take the mantles of favor. Take the mantles of signs and wonders. Take the anointing. Open door. The portal is open. Take it. It's yours. It's yours. Adam, it's yours. Take that anointing. There goes. Take it in Jesus. Over your body. Over your spirit and soul. It's yours. Anointed with so much power. Power of the Holy Ghost. There goes the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen his mind. Increase his capacity, Lord. Protect Jesus. And I pray for the man behind the camera. Touch his life. Bless him, Lord. Financially, spiritually. Bless his children. Bless him, Lord. Let him know that this is not an all work, a spiritual work. Touching nations and lives as he laboring with Jesus. I pray. Touch him, Lord. There goes the anointing of the Holy Ghost over him. And touch them, Lord. Amen. All right. God bless you, wonderful people. It's 7 o'clock. I don't want to go any longer than that. But I want you to come on Sunday, 4:30. I'll be preaching and demonstrating the power of God. I'm not done prophesying over you yet. Did you hear what I'm saying? There is a lot more that God wants. I will prophesy new things that will bring you into a new realm of God, Lord. So bring your friend, and I can't wait to see each one of you next Sunday. Hallelujah. If you need more prayers, Pastor Sammy is here and Camilla, but I'm going to go and pray for my best friend there on the wheelchair because we need to get him out of there. Meanwhile, worship goes on. Thank you for grace, wonderful people. I know I went a little bit further. Hallelujah. I will turn off the mic, actually, and pray for the world.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.